Starting the Zurich dating on Sean Gray. SEAN. Sean Gray. GRAY. Date of consultation was 6/17/25. And date of visit is date of birth is 4/10/1960. Please make copy for Sean. Please make copy for Melissa Sippy. MELISSA. Melissa Sippy. SCPE. APRN. Melissa Sippy. APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Melissa, thank you for sending Sean Gray for formal evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has had a history of COPD, has previously been using a Nora Elepta inhaler, ANORO, and Norelepta inhaler, for over a year. The patient had a recent RSV infection, and was having significant respiratory distress, cough and wheezing, and thus went to the emergency room. Where he was treated with oral antibiotics, steroids, and bronchodilators. A chest x-ray done on 5/3/25 showed no active infiltrates, but he did have a CTA of the chest on 4/4/23/25, which showed biapical pleural parenchymal scarring with centrilobular emphysematous change in the upper lobes, mild bronchial wall thickening, and mild subsegmental atelectasis at the bases, and a focal ground glass opacity in the left upper lobe measuring up to 1.2 centimeters. The heart size was within normal limits, but there was an ectasia of the ascending aorta measuring 4.3 centimeters. The patient has a history of hypertension, and he has no prior history of coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He also had prostate cancer, status post radiation therapy. The patient had three shoulder surgeries for rotator cuff. And there is a history of atrial fibrillation. He had prior history of pneumonia and nasal allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for about 10 years. And quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Presently retired. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, family history. Mother died of ALS. Father died of heart disease. Next paragraph, medalist, neuroleptin, 1 puff daily, lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, ProAir inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains or rectal bleed, no diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. And he has no depression or anxiety. Denies easy bruising. But has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this ictus, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 245, saturation 97. HE and norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are essentially clear. Heart sounds are regular, sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor defects, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan. Patient will get a CBC, IgE level, BMP, and a complete pulmonary function study. He will also get a follow-up CT test in 2 months. And he will continue with the Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN, in addition to Norelipta, 1 puff daily. Follow-up to be arranged here in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Melissa Sippy, S-C-P-E, APRN. Thank you.